HZ Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WABPD.
Good morning. Just dropping in to say hello. W8RC1.
Good morning, sir. Well, my wife sent me out the door with my pool floaties.
Well, after about noon, 1 o'clock, you won't need them for a whole week. Yeah, it's supposed to be really good weather all next week.
I was out on the golf course yesterday, and the ground's just so saturated. There's areas it was just sitting there, and no place for it to go, and the ground couldn't absorb it. It was fun. Not too messy, but fun.
So when the ball landed, it just went straight into the ground. It didn't even bounce. You had to, like, it was like a mini gopher hole or something. Just went boop, and it's like, where's the ball? There it is in the hole. Dig it out.
No, this place is a little bit better taken care of. It would have been like that if I'd have gone to Maple Lane. So that place is one where it has a tendency to do that. And we all used our bright yellow or bright orange balls, and we were pretty good. We didn't lose one that way.
Well, that's good. That's good. I take it you're heading to breakfast?
Yes, sir. I got to split out of there a little bit early because I got warrant cert training this morning, too.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I think, like I said, after about right around noon or so, the rain should be out of here. And all the rain we've had over the last week to 10 days or however long it's been, every day, some form of rain, whether it's light or storms, should be out of here for at least 7 to 8 days. At least through next Sunday, we should be dry.
Yeah, well, except for the areas, the patches that the dogs browned up. My backyard is long and lush. I'm going to need to raise the lawnmower up in order to start cutting it when it does dry out enough. Ah, the green is back.
Well, here where I'm at, they're starting to waterproof the building, but with all the rain they cast and we've had and the southwest exposure that I'm, elevation exposure that I'm dealing with, they really can't do much to this side of the building. So hopefully they'll be able to get this thing going. But right now, as of this morning, things are kind of staying dry. Ceiling buckled back on March the 6th when that storm came through. Tornadoes that killed people out towards St. Joseph and stuff like that. So I've been dealing with that for like about a month and a half. But the door wall itself is not leaking. So water had to come in somewhere, and it came in right where the ceiling meets the wall, right over the door wall. And it's expanded about 3 times over. It was like 5 by 7, and now it's almost like 18 by 10. And there's another section that's about to break off, but that's just all loose top coat. Textured ceiling stuff that's breaking up. But right now, when I looked at it, as you called me, it's staying dry.
Well, that's good news. I got my one little leak taken care of, finally. Oh, well. As soon as you fix one, another one starts.
Yeah, it's getting a little dark. The cement or whatever is starting to darken up a little bit. But the rain has let up quite a bit, and the skies are getting bright. So this might just blow over quicker than we think. But as of, 6 o'clock this morning when I first looked at it, and the rain started coming down. I've been watching it, but I'm looking at it right now. And I don't dare touch it because it's probably no water's coming in. So that's the good thing. But the tile or the ceiling, plaster, drywall, whatever you want to call it, and you can see that it's damp and it's just going to chip and flake. So I'm not going to touch it and just let it fall naturally when it does. But again, there's no actual water pouring in like I've had in the past around the door wall frame. I mean, if I've had buckets, bowls, towels, you name it, that part's staying dry. So directly above it, where the wall meets the ceiling, that's where the water's coming in. So you fix, like you said, you fix one problem and you get another one.
Yeah. Well, on the other side of the coin, it's being retired stuff, what have you. I've gotten up three times this week, and all three times I woke up before my alarm clock.
Practically all my life. And I don't want to say my entire life, but let's just say since I've been out of high school. So between the ages of 18 and 56, I'd automatically get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And now I'm pretty close to doing that. Once in a while I wake up. For some reason I roll over and I look at the clock and it says 4:19. And there's a reason for that. But and that's tomorrow's date, by the way. But yeah, 4:19 was a number that... You know, why couldn't it be 4:20 and I get high or something, you know. But anyway, yeah, 5 o'clock for me, and I just the only time I set an alarm clock is when I just want to play it safe and I do have to get up for something.
You know, I was always the guy to hit the snooze button, but I'm not used to this. This is weird. But anyway, I'm at the restaurant. I'm going to go inside, order right away so I can eat and have a little bit of time to relax before I got to leave.
Okie dokie. You have a good day. You know, hopefully, like I said, it'll dry up and make your day better. All the best to you. Good hearing from you. Breakfast last Sunday when I went real quick was amazing. I mean, that Main Street Grill was... well worth the trip. I've seen it, but I've never been there, and it's only like maybe, if at the most, a 10-15 minute drive from Joe's place at 23 and 94. So if I'm out there on the weekends, I'll either rent a car or hijack her car. She just got a new toy, and I don't know if she'll let me drive it yet. But, I mean, it's brand spanking new. It's like not even, I think she got it like just before or just after her mom went in the hospital. And her mom's home, by the way. But she came home this past Monday. And Joe's now getting back to her normal routine of what they call work. She took a 2-week leave of absence. But she was off longer than that. Maybe about 3 weeks overall, something like that it was, that she was away. So, yes, sir. So things are getting back to normal here. All the best. Enjoy your day. W8RCY.
All right, sir. Good here. Everything's looking up for you and your better half. Hopefully the weather gets better today. Enjoy it. W8BD. Clear. Morning, Donald. I heard you talking about 4/19. It has some significance for me, actually, that date.
Well, 4/19 for me... was 46 years ago when I married the wrong sister. Can you top that?
No, it's interesting you had a choice. No, it was the day I moved into my old house. That was 35 years ago. I think it's also the day before my sister's birthday, and it's also the anniversary, I think, of the Waco incident. And there's something else, too, on this date.
Yeah, Waco for sure. I don't know of any other ones off the top of my head. I had a family member that is no longer with us on the 20th, and then my sister's birthday is on the 25th. She'll be turning 78? No, 77. Yeah, my brother just turned 78. She turns 77 on Tuesday, and then I'll be 70 in the latter part of November, or November. Let's try this again. September. In September, late September, I'll be 70. I'll figure this out. I have no coffee in me yet. I haven't done anything. I'm just fumbling around.
Okay, so tell me the story of the two sisters.
I'll make it short and sweet. There were two sisters available, 1 year apart. Married the younger one of the two. The second one was very introverted and got married in 80. She never really started talking to me until, or even opened up and had a conversation with anybody until 1982. And between 1982 and the end of my marriage in 89, she made a few attempts and I turned her down each and every time. Don't mind talking about it because it's the truth. But she's since been married. She got married in like 90, had twin girls, and unfortunately her husband passed away from COVID. And she's probably about the only member of the family I talk to from the past. I check on my mother-in-law and so on and so forth because my mother-in-law was good to me. But she'll always call and it's like, guess who, you know? The sister you should have married kind of a thing, and it's an old laugh, but, you know, we get a laugh out of it. But, yeah, long story short, that's about it.
Yeah, kind of, you know, choosing between the older and younger sister and whatever, and it sounds biblical. I just watched that show about the women of the Bible, and it was there's a bunch of that going on, so... All right, I'm just out here, so let's see. Talk to you later. KAPR. Oh, there's some emergency lights up there. What's going on? It's beyond the restaurant. Okay. All right, 7:30.
I will admit this over the air. I did stay loyal and faithful and true to my future ex-wife through it all. So I guess on a biblical side of it, I can hold my head up high. And that's about it. That's about all there is to say. Enjoy breakfast. Hello to the guys. And do take care. W8RCY.
Sean, where are you?
I haven't heard of it at all this morning. Just me, Brian, myself, and you are the only three that have been on the air.
Yeah, I talked to him on the other one. Okay. All right, I just beat him, I guess. Okay, Peter. Stop at the Starbucks drive-thru. I don't know what the hell's taking so long. Clear out the damn machine.
Well, if there's not a line of cars, then it's probably they're either just waking up or they got more trainees coming in there. I've stopped in there a few times, early in the morning, and I see new faces from time to time. Could be shift change, different faces there, morning crew, night crew. Not night crew, but, after 2, 3 o'clock crew switches around. I don't know. But, a few times that I go in there in the morning, walk across the street and get it instead of door dashing it, different crews.
Well, I'm here. See if you spot.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WAFU.
WAFU, this is KFAF.
Good morning, Wyatt. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning to you as well, and I'm doing good. I'm setting up my GNU radio companion for decoding some satellite telemetry.
Hey, man, you're way ahead of me on that. Sounds interesting, but I don't know what you're talking about. I monkeyed with it a little bit. Not enough to get the T-shirt, though.
Yeah, it's just a, it's like a software that, you just connect an SDR to, your computer, and then you just, like, tune into, a satellite telemetry, and it decodes it for you, so you get to, like, see the health of the satellite and stuff.
All right. Sounds like some interesting stuff there. I just met some of the guys for breakfast here, and got a small, compact, solid-state computer to fill. KPR, who owns one of the repeaters on the system here, I think you probably spoke with him, but he's doing up some sort of a node thing and wanted to get away from the pies. So got him a small kind of Intel-based solid-state thingy. And got him a radio to play with. And we're going to be doing some other stuff, too. Got another radio I got to get to him after. I got to go to a viewing, a funeral kind of a thing here right now. And afterwards, I'm going to stop by his house and got another radio we got to play with. See if we can get it to control a amplifier externally. So that's my agenda for this the rest of this morning and into the afternoon. Gonna find the outdoor Pontiac. So lots of driving, lots of ham radio playing.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That sounds like a pretty fun day today, though.
You know, things got to get done, right? So I don't know if you're familiar with CIV protocol, but a lot of radios do it. It allows them to control things externally. I'm sure the satellite radios, I don't know if they're using CIV or something else these days, but that's what we're trying to play with over at Phil's. We're trying to see if we can get a, I think he wants to see if he can get an amplifier to respond to a CIV radio correctly. So I happen to have one, so that's what we're playing with.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. Wait, what is it again?
I believe it's CI-V. It's a protocol that a lot of the radios use to externally control things. I believe it's serial data. So like when you plug into something like a satellite controller, you might be able to use that data for some reason. I don't know if there's anything like that. There's a whole publication based on the CIV commands and command structures and all that and the stuff you could do with CIV. So, but again, I've not played a whole lot with it. Usually it's a plug-and-play thing, so I don't know if there's something that has superseded it at this point. But it's a good way to get radios to kind of universally talk to devices, other devices. So somebody else that maybe has monkeyed around with it could jump in, but like I say, I always treat it as plug-and-play. They'll say, oh, you know, if you want to operate this amplifier with this radio, you just plug in the CIV to the CIV port and turn on the appropriate settings, and away you go.
Would you say it's like sending text commands to the radio, like a terminal?
Yeah, there's Dave. He'd know. Is it, so it's not serial, or is it serial data?
No, I think you got that right. I'm just asking a clarifying question. Is it like the text protocol, like you're sending terminal command, you know, kind of like how we do like SSH or whatever. You know, you send a command and it gives you a response.
I'm not sure. I think it's, there's a whole document on CIV commands and protocols and stuff. And you may be right, but I've never looked into it beyond, you know, oh, this needs CIV, plug it in, turn it on, and then look, it works. WF5X.
I'm going to jump out. I'm going to listen. Go ahead, station, KFA-DAS.
Okay, yeah. C-IV stands for Computer Interface 4. It's an ICOM thing. It is serial data, but there's a whole document that describes the protocol and the format of the commands and the responses. So it's kind of like that, but it's very specialized for ham radio stuff, and it was developed by ICOM. ICOM wanted to be able to take one of their radios, and here's the anything about it. You can take that one CIV interface to an ICOM radio and you can split it off and have other radios on the same chain, and there it has the amplifiers for each radio and each component. Anyway, that was my thing. If you really want to look it up, you look up ICOM C-IV, which stands for Computer Interface Version 4. And there's a lot of reading in it. But the good thing is it's like Sean said, it's pretty much plug and play. WF5X mobile.
Hey, Randy, how you doing? Yeah, that's what I thought. So, you know, like I said, there's a lot to dive deeper in the protocol manual. But I did not know it was exclusive to ICOM. I mean, I kind of maybe in the back of my mind did, but until you said it, I wasn't. So I don't know what Phil's doing. He's a BSU guy, but that's why he needs me to deliver a CIV-capable radio. So he's going to test something. Anyhow, Wyatt, didn't mean to cut you out of this. He was the one that originally was, we were chatting, and I was directing this at.
I never heard of that, but I mean, you learn something new every day. It's pretty interesting. Maybe I'll look into that later on.
You got to keep that head from exploding. You're trying to take in too much, dude. But you're having fun. That's what counts. Dave?
Yep, yeah, keep on having fun. Keep on absorbing all that information. Yeah, but yeah, don't, like Sean says, don't try to do too much at once. But you're young. You can handle it. But I got to jump out of here, you guys, because I'm just on an HT right now. So I'm going to go back to listening. KFA-DA.
Yeah, everything in moderation-wise, including knowledge. You try to cram too much in too fast, and you end up knocking something out. And then as you get older, stuff just kind of falls out anyway. All right, I'm headed up to Fred's here, Sean. We're going to do some MIQP stuff, so I'm not too far away. I'll go ahead and jump out now. 73, see you later. Yes, Alex.
All right, Randy, well, have fun with that. Kind of gloomy anyhow, so it's supposed to get better a little later. I got some stuff to do. I got to do a visit for a co-worker's father passed away, so I'm off to that right now. Then I might make a stop at a couple of friends, play ham radio for the afternoon, so might be doing the same. No MIQRP in my future, though. Tell Fred I said hi if he's not listening, which he often is. And, we'll talk to you later. Wyatt?
All right, yeah. I'm going to go too. I'm going to finish setting up this thing. It's being dumb right now. It's not one to hear my SDR. But 732, guys, and you guys have a good rest of your morning. This is KF8FQN, clear.
Wyatt, just real quick, what SDR do you have?
I have the RTL SDR V4.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, I got one of those as well. And we use it for at our shop for monitoring the system. So, very cool. All right, have fun. Catch you later. W8FU.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And, yeah, you have, again, good morning. And you have this KFA-FQN clear for now.
W8VB. W8FU.
You working on DMR?
I have analog or fusion currently. No, man. No provisions for any others at this point.
I was just texting him. I don't know where he's at, though.
Well, it wasn't important. He sent me a picture, but I'm driving. I could tell it was a radio, but I can't really zoom in on the screen to see what exactly he was trying to convey. That's all. Not a big deal.
I was asking him noob questions on how do I scan digital and analog at the same time, but I'm just an idiot.
I don't think that's the case, but did you find your answer?
Maybe? I don't know. I don't know. There's the digital channels I want to scan are in a ROM list, so I don't know if that's the same as a scan list. Like, I don't know that I can add a roaming list into a scan list.
All right, I'm not sure I'm going to be holding the system much longer, but so if I understand correctly, do you want to scan talk groups on a DMR system and analog radios, or do you want to scan a DMR repeater on a particular talk group along with some others? Very different.
So at a very high, simple level, all I want to do is scan my repeater and Burnside at the same time and DMR simplex.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. You probably got to, you know, if you have Burnside programmed in as part of a greater, like, you know, like a roaming list, you'll have to program it in separately as a standalone on the fixed talk group that you want to use, I believe, and then you just roll it in like anything else.
There's my answer. So I need a duplicate non-roaming Burnside.
Yeah, just make it a standalone DMR repeater on a particular, you know, on the talk group you want. I imagine 51, and that's all it is. It's Burnside, talk group 51, and then you just add it to the scan list along with your repeater and the simplex that you're using, and they'll all scan just hunky-dory.
Well, there we go. I'm not crazy. I'm like, man, why can't I add this? But that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, because if you have Burnside as part of a, like, roaming setup, you know, then there's a acquisition period where it's got to find the repeater, it's got to wait for the, you know, wait for the transmission to come out to figure out which one it's going to lock onto. So it just makes it, you know, it doesn't scan very well. It's like scanning a trunking talk group along with analog. You know, you got that whole acquire the site, figure out, you know, affiliate. It's not the same thing, but it's kind of a problem. And you know, and then scan, and then wait for it to do its thing. Scan, wait for it to do its thing. Right by the Amazon depot in Pontiac, it's funny. It's like an airport watching the drones going in and out of here.
I don't know if there was a double in there or not, but that makes sense. It's because the roaming is trying to do something the entire time, and then scan would be a additional function on top of that. So I'll just add Burnside in there and be done.
Yeah, exactly. And then Burnside will just be, you know, specifically talk group 51 on Burnside. The radio doesn't have to make any decisions. It's just, you know,
It's just that's what it is. So it'll check it, then it'll check your other two, then it'll check that one, the other two. The radio itself doesn't have to do anything. You just have to move between the three selections and, you know, voila. So, okay, very good. You get it. Not a big deal. I'm coming in a Pontiac now, so I'm probably at the end of my rope, but I'm going to turn over to Phil and see if that works any better.
I had a copy on you, but yeah, you definitely got rough.
All right, let me try it, Phil. WAFU.
I have a quick question. Why is it called Burnside? Did a fire happen?
Burnside Township in the Hooker County.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just curious if anybody knows the history why it was named that.
It's Frank Burns' distant cousin, the Burnsides.
Very cool. All right, thank you. KFADS.
I'm kidding. I made that up on the fly. But it's probably related to a family that first settled there. WF Products. That'd be a fun game, making up stories to go with city names.
And also today I learned that there is a library in Macomb Township. It's the first time I knew this.
Everybody get your teas ready. Come on, it's almost time for Michigan QSO party. CQ, CQ, CQ.
Why is it called Burnside Fried?
Because it's in Burnside?
So why is Burnside called Burnside?
I'm just waking up, so I can't make a funny retro par or whatever.
Well, I heard that Gomer F. Smith ate some really spicy chili, so he ran to the side of the road and took a poop, and it hurt like hell. He called it Burnside, and that's where the city popped up.
I guess I kind of like it. Or, I mean, you know, that makes sense.
It's kind of like the onion version of how things got their name. All right, I'm definitely going to be losing. I'm heading north out of Pontiac. I'm going to be losing this repeater, so I'm not going to subject anybody to any more of my crappy signals. W8F.
All right, just getting down to my office here. W8F.
Matt. A couple minutes and I'll be there, Fred.
Well, I just finished my breakfast. I've ate, so I'm just coming down here now.
Fred, does the Mayville BMR repeater still exist?
Yes.
All right, just checking. I've never been able to open it, but I don't think I'm ever close enough.
Yeah, that's a you, not a it problem.
Yeah, whatever. I get it. What about the analog one? Is that still there?
Again, that's a you problem, not an it problem. Yes, it's still there.
Okay. I'll test it next time I'm close.
Like, I can work it from my radio here if I flip the channel. So, yeah, I did there.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yo, Dakota.
Yes, sir.
WADD. I wasn't ignoring you. I just sent you a link. I was on P25, but still. I just sent you a link that tells you your signal. It's got to be better than negative 120.
Hold on. What do you mean?
Open up that URL I sent you.
Yeah. I have that on my dashboard right here. I always have that up. Are you referring to that for the scan or me getting in?
You getting in. The scan you can't do IP Connect and the same thing. So what Sean said, that was 100% correct. I mean, Sean knows more than I do, but yeah, that's the same comment I would have told you. You just don't bother with it unless you're traveling.
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm just copying the repeaters that I'll ever be near and just creating another channel, putting S at the end of it for scan and calling it a day.
Yeah, the people that benefit from that feature are like Tom, PCAKGO, you know, driving all over the state. You know, guys that get up in the morning and have to go to Grand Rapids or Flint or Macomb, those are the guys that benefit from that. But for somebody like you or me who kind of stay close to home within 100 miles or so, it's a great feature, but you don't need it if you're, you know, not doing it.
My roam list is very small. I have Burnside, Detroit, Mount Clemens, Maple, and Flint, which should cover everywhere I ever will go. And then on my HTs, I just wanted a scan group so I could monitor FBI and MI5. So I'm not going to do anything on the mobile because I do like the fact that I can just key up at my office and drive all the way home and not have to touch the dial.
Yeah, there you go. And then at your office, you know, the MMDVMs work just fantastic. Throw one of those in your car, too. Or the, what the heck did they call it, the All-Star, where All-Star will go to digital. I forget what it was called. I played with that for a while, too, but then I just thought, you know what, heck with this. I'm just going to run two of them, and that's what I do.
I have an open spot sitting on my desk right now that I've been using for private calls, so I can always bring that as well.
There you go. It's amazing what you can do. So, okay, very good. All right, I just want to let you know I wasn't ignoring you. I heard you and I saw like your text, but someone and I were talking, so. And then I was doing something else. So, you take care, sir. Have a good day. Anything else, I'll be around all weekend.
No worries at all. I appreciate it. And appreciate the head unit, too. That thing's already installed and looking fresh.
Yeah, like I said, I had one, and then I think I told you the story. None of mine are E's, so I didn't need it. So I bought it, and, you know, I was going to send it back, and I never did. So, okay. Yeah, that's the difference. There was some workaround in hack, and you had to solder this and undo that and put a resistor there and all this other stuff. I go, you know what? I'll live with the scratches, and I did.
Well, I'm a happy camper, and I thank you.
Hey, we all learn from everybody. That's a part of the fun of this. All right, take care. WFD.
N8DDF.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
It's blocked at Z030, W8XDS.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KTKJO.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KTKJO, monitoring.
WD8KLL, Whiskey Delta 8, Kilo Lima Lima, you got a copy, KF8EDQ.
Connected to CMN Network.
Nothing heard on WD8KLL, KF8EDQ, clear and listening.
Hey, Phil, what's your agenda?
Yeah, I'm around anytime.
All right, I'm just visiting with Steve and Pam here just up the road, so I'm going to finish my coffee and I'll be on my way.
Yeah, no hurry. Take your time. Just give me a call when you're on the way.
Okie dokie. W8FU.
KPR.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KAPR W8FU. Yes, sir.
Okay, I just left Steve, so I don't anticipate I'll be long.
All right, sounds good. You know how to get here, I assume?
I don't know if there's a back way, but I was going to just take Lurie's to Telegraph and then take that down and then come in the normal way.
Yeah, 601 half dozen the other, you know, you can come around the lake either way.
If I were comfortable with the roads out here, sneaking around the lake, I might do that, but I am not. I do know how to get to you off Telegraph. I do not know the back way.
Okay. Whatever gets you here.
All righty. Just at Elizabeth Lake and Voorhees right now. Voorhees, whatever. So we'll run that down to a telegraph and then so shouldn't be terribly long. W at a
okay. Well, I just got Debian installed on this Wise box. So I'm just playing around with it right now.
Roger. Yeah, I was, so I put two of those at all my sites. I run Quantars, so they require, you know, RSS. And, well, I mean, you could do it there, too. And then you can run the software on one of those, and then you just, you know, you just VNC into that, and you can completely, you know, get into your computer. Or enter into your repeater. So that's what I use two of them at every site for. One for the node and one for the RSS.
Yeah, I saw you had Windows 10 installment here, or 11, whatever it was. But that's gone now.
Yeah, I put Tiny 10 on them. It's ISO. It's called Tiny 10. And I throw that on them, and that's more than adequate to run the RSS for the Quantars.
No, I didn't even know that existed. Okay, Tiny 10. Never heard of it.
But sure you have. I just mentioned it.
Oh, okay. So, you know, short-term memory.
There you go. All right. We'll see you shortly. I'll call out when I'm turning into the turning into yourself.
Okay, sounds good. Keep here.
All right. Turning into the sub now, turning on to Avondale. I am here. W8FU.
Okay, I'll be right there. Okay, here.
You're connected to CMN Network.
And after my obligatory Sylvan wine shop stop, I'm on my way.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WD8KOL.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WAWKPR.
This is KF8SJE, looking for QSO. Over.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is AF8SJH, looking for QSO. Over.
Catch your call sign, but you are in the repeater. Can you read?
It's AF8SJH, and I'm pretty far from this with you, I think. I'm like around like 10 miles, and I'm transmitting on a HP. I didn't hear you at the second there. Can you try again?
Mike Zero Lima Sierra Golf to Mike Zero Lima Sierra Golf, standing by and listening for any calls. To Mike Zero Lima Sierra Golf to Mexico Zero Lima Sugar Golf, standing by and listening for any calls.
NAWRO.
Hey, Tim, this is KE8LAX. He's over on DMR.
Copy that, Dean. QSY, NAWRO.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Victor Delta is mobile.
Delta is mobile too.
Yeah, we're just pulling out of
subdivision.
Same here, we just pulled on the Boardman Road.
Hey, we're here. WAVD.
We'll be there shortly.
Yeah, they're not crowded tonight. That's nice. All right, stand a bit. W Victor Delta.
Sounds good. Easy, could you?
Wasn't invited again.
Well, I can do that next time. It was just a last minute thing. If you and Andy want to join us, just let me know.
I'm kidding. I'm on the other side of the world from you guys. Andrea and I just got home from Marcus Grill, so it wouldn't work out anyhow. All right, have fun. WFU.
Hey,
KKJ,
enjoy your evening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WAFU, Kate's here.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
East.
Hey, so I found it so interesting with that radio from Steve. It was set to 1,200 baud for that CIV line, and I opened it up and switched it to 9600, and then the thing failed. Put it back to 1200, it worked perfectly. So it's like the stuff in the manual for the PW1 is erroneous. It says 96 is what it's supposed to be at. It should be 1200.
And I guess in the end, who really cares? 1200 be more than fast enough for what little bit it's got to do.
Yeah, right in the manual, it says use 9600, don't use auto. Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's a setting in the PW1 to physically set the baud rate.
Well, let's ask Don. He's I think he's running CIV to control his setup. I think he can look right in the, I don't think he's got to open anything up. He can look right in the menu of his 7700 and see what it's set to, or 7800, whatever he's got there.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting point. Anyways, so anything going to happen tomorrow for breakfast?
You know, we just got in. I got home, and we went right back out. Andrea and I went up to Marcus Grill and ate, and we just got home a few ago, so I haven't had a chance to suggest it.
All right, well, what you do is just put it out on Discord. I'll see it.
I'm going to put it out there right now.
Not 10 seconds from now, but right now.
Oh, let's see here. Pontiac area. Okay, hold on.
All right, I'm just pulling into our next stop here, so we'll see about it, and I'll catch you later. KPR.
KEASJW radio check. KEASJW radio check.
PFAS. Do you mind listening?
You're connected to CMN Network.
You can call me. You're coming in very steady, barely audible. PFAS. Do you mind listening?
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.